This is Mayor Mel Neuenheis of the great city of Delavan, Wisconsin, on beautiful Lake Delavan, welcoming you to the WGTD Radio Theater, broadcasting live from Lake Lawn Resort. Sit back, listen, and enjoy some great radio as the folks from Boca del Rio, Phase 3, put on a show.
And welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. This morning, the gang at Boca del Rio put on a show. Starring our cast members from the 91.1 Players. Today we feature the music of two special guests, the Dixie Dudes and the Cruz-O-Matics. And we have a VIP guest today, the mayor of the city of Delavan, Wisconsin, the Honorable Mel Neuenheis. The Let's Put On a Show Christmas Show was created and written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ulstrup. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay, Dunn and McTernan, Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin, and the Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation in Salem, Wisconsin. How about a big hand for the Dixie Dudes? And now, the Let's Put On a Show Christmas Show.
Places, everyone, places! Curtain goes up in about 5 minutes.
Vivian May, honey, do you need anything? The show's about to start.
No, sugar, I'm fine. You just don't worry your pretty little head about me, Scott. I'm ready to go.
I'm sure she is.
You say something, Chootsie?
Mona, it just annoys me to no end how all these guys that Vivian May schleps around with cater to her every whim.
Oh, Chootsie, stop kvetching about Vivian May and her boyfriends.
Emphasis on the word boy.
Hey, Estelle, she's a cougar. What's wrong with that?
I'll tell you what's wrong with that. I want to be a cougar, too.
Places, everyone. Mrs. Katzenberg, you're up in about 10 minutes. You're on with the mayor. We have to be ready for him. Places, everyone, places.
Oi, I'm ready for him. Oi, am I ready?
You know, that stage manager sure is bossy. Who hired her for this show?
Bernice Founder in Boca del Rio Phase 1.
Way over there.
I guess she has experience before she retired.
Well, she sure wants us in our places.
Hey, Chootsie, are you ready for your Phyllis Diller act?
First the stage manager, now you. Yes, I'm ready already.
Oh, good, that stage manager's working out.
Say, Chootsie, I'm glad you're helping out with the show.
Oh, anytime, Viv. I do have to admit that this was a good idea that you had, putting on a show.
Well, thank you, Chootsie. See, I appreciate you saying that. You know, Scott and I were in bed one evening watching some TV. You know, just taking a break. We just love watching those old movies. Well, for him, he never saw them before, being as young as he is and all. Anyway, what should come on but one of those Andy Hardy movies, you know, with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland? And what do they decide to do? Put on a show. Of course, I thought we could do better than putting on a show in a barn. And I think we did just that here in our clubhouse. Something different and all. We have so many talented people here. And Chootsy, you are just terrific as Phyllis Diller.
Thank you, Vivian May. And you are so right about all the talent here. Oh, we have some great acts, a Dixieland band and a 50s group, and one of your grandkids doing some act from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then we have some people putting on a skit, and you are wonderful as that brownie, Vivian May. You know, all of this reminds me of when I was married to my first husband, Abe. God rest his soul. You know, the gynecologist. When we were first married, we would have these New Year's Eve parties. You know, the December 31st New Year's Eve, not the Rosh Hashanah one, which is a whole other thing, you know. One is religious and one is not. Although I do think Catholics have to go to church on New Year's Day, which I don't understand why that's the case, other than the Pope wants to punish everyone for not having it, for having a good time the night before. But what's wrong with having a good time? I mean, the priests, they drink wine during the Mass. Well, where's Leland? He's Catholic. He'll know.
Chootsy, we don't know if Leland is Catholic. Just because he was a professor at that Marquette University in Milwaukee doesn't mean he's Catholic.
I suppose not. But working there, he would know. I mean, he's a professor. Oh, Leland. Leland! Over here! Yoo-hoo! Leland! Oh, good. Here he comes.
It's the professor. You ready for your job as a show announcer, Leland?
Oh, yes, I'm ready, and we have quite a show today.
Say, Leland, I wanted to ask you.
Chootsy, I really need to introduce the next act. I'll catch you later. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce our next act. It's the Cruise-O-Matics.
It almost breaks my heart. I am so afraid that we'll have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I guess I learned to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager?
Here we go.
Teenager, 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 teenager. cried a tear. Nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you say it through. But if you wanna make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager? Why must I be a teenager? Why must I be a teenager? Why must I be a teenager?
Wasn't that great, folks? The Cruisematics!
Mrs. Katzenberg, Mrs. Katzenberg, you're on. And where's the mayor? They're both supposed to be on stage right now.
Who are you looking for?
The mayor and Mrs. Katzenberg. They're supposed to be on stage, and I can't find them at all. Some of these performers just don't understand how important it is. The show has to be run down to the second, down to the very second. We have a script to follow, and those who aren't following it, where on earth could they be? Mayor? Mrs. Katzenberg?
We're coming, we're coming, we're coming. I was just showing the mayor some of our lovely clubhouse, at least the part that hasn't been converted to a stage. I mean, there are all sorts of things in the back of that curtain, like a bar, right, Mayor?
That's right, Jootsie.
Oh, please. Could you please just take your places?
All right, already. Have Leland announce us.
Dr. McMillan? Dr. McMillan? Oh, now, where is he?
Boy, that stage manager's wound tight.
I think Trootsie needs to show her where the bar is.
And now, all the way from Hollywood, California, Miss Phyllis Diller.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would like to introduce our very special guest, the mayor of Delavan, Wisconsin, the Honorable Mayor Mel Neuenheis. Mayor, welcome to our little show.
Why, thank you, Phyllis. I can call you Phyllis, can't I?
Why, of course, Mayor. You can call me anything you want. Just don't call me dead.
I was talking about what to call you, Phyllis, not your act.
Oh, great. Another funny man mayor. You know, Mayor Bosman from Kenosha didn't start out this way.
I guess Mayor Bosman didn't see your act.
So where is this Delavan that you are from?
Well, thanks for asking, Phyllis. Delavan is in southern Wisconsin near the Illinois border. Right on lovely Lake Delavan.
So, anything to do there?
Well, certainly, Phyllis. We have all kinds of restaurants and shops and events all year long, including during those cold days of winter.
Winter? I hate winter. Do you know what winter does to my hair? It ruins it.
Boy, you must spend a lot of time outside in the snow, Phyllis.
That's what Fang said. He told me I should move to Alaska.
Alaska? It's always winter there.
Yeah, Alaska. He told me I wouldn't have to waste money on beauty parlors.
You go to beauty parlors? Who would have guessed?
Oh, so anything else to do in Delavan, Mayor Comedian?
Well, of course. We do have the Great Lake Lawn Resort right on Delavan Lake. Great restaurants, beautiful rooms, wonderful entertainment year-round, and a wonderful golf course.
Yeah, I've heard of that place. I'd like to do a show there one day. Say, do you know anyone there I could call?
Sure.
And who would that be?
Who would who be?
A contact for me at Lake Lawn Resort.
You want me to admit to them that I know you?
Ladies ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Mel Neuenheis.
And now, the Dixie Dudes.
For the Alabama Jubilee. Jones when he rattles his bone. Well, Parson Brown dancing round like a clown. Miss Virginia, who was past 83, shouting out full of pebble, watch your step, watch your step. One-legged Joe dancing round on his toe. Throws away his crutch and hollers, let her go, my honey, hail, hail. Gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee.
Isn't that great, folks? The Dixie Dudes.
Now, honey, are you all set for your big number?
I'm all set, Grandma.
Are you sure you have everything?
Yes.
I didn't mean you. I was talking to your grandmother.
Oh, I have everything I want, sugar. But I always want more.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Zeke! You're on now. Places, please.
Oh, you best get going, honey. That woman is about to have a stroke. Scott, let's go back to my dressing room.
Anything you say.
And now we have a special treat. Vivian May de Marais' own grandson, Zeke, will perform a song from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. Here he is, Zeke de Marais.
Have we here? Santa Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. When Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand, you'd better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you are to shake it, then there's something very wrong, cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa, 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 I'm the Oogie Boogie Man. Well, if I'm feeling antsy and I've nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice. Whoa, whoa, yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
You're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shut this fella up? I'm drowning in my tears. He's funny! I'm laughing. Oh, you really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm
going to
do the very best I can. Ooh. Yeah! Whoa! The sound of rolling dice to me is music in the air. Cause I'm a gambling boogeyman, although I don't play fair. It's much more fun, I must confess, when lives are on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, old boy, now that'd be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless, you're finished. You haven't got a prayer, cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
A big hand for Zeke Demaray. And now, the cruise amount.
Thank you.
father for you. Praying I knew provision for your loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, 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 earth angel, earth angel, will be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool, a fool.
I had no idea you could do Phyllis Diller. Wasn't your bubby great, kids?
Yeah, I guess.
Mom, are we done here yet?
Now, kids. We're here for your grandmother. Tell her what you thought of her performance.
Who was Phyllis Diller?
Yeah, who is she? Was she that dead person or what?
Yeah, is she dead? Like, how old is she?
Oh, you grandchildren. What is it with kids these days? Here it is, your father's a big entertainment executive, and you know nothing at all about the business. Estelle, did I tell you that my daughter married an executive in the entertainment business?
Yes, Tootsie, you told me who your daughter married.
Benjamin, where
Mom,
are you?
I need to call my intern.
You don't have an intern. She's your assistant.
Benjamin has an assistant.
I know it seems crazy, but the kids are just so busy these days that Frank and I thought it just made sense for them to have their own assistants. To, you know, keep track of the mundane things in life so they can concentrate on the important aspects of their lives. Right, Caitlin? Caitlin, take that iPod out of your ears.
When are we going back to the Boo?
What's the Boo?
Oh, the Boo. It's short for Malibu. That's what the natives call it. Caitlin, we're here for a few more days, dear.
But, Mom, I got a text from Brittany saying that I could go to their house for Christmas.
Now, honey, we're here for your grandmother. Your friends will be there when we get back.
I'm not dead yet, Frank.
Tootsie, I didn't mean that. I just want the kids to focus on you and learn from your experience. That sort of intergenerational interaction is just so important. So many of the young stars in our films are missing that experience, and it shows in their performances on screen.
It shows when they are taking their clothes off all the time, or blowing each other's brains out.
Oh, yes. Those kinds of performances require a lot of introspection on the part of the actors to get inside their characters, to penetrate the external and get at the internal.
Penetrate. Good word for what mostly goes on in the movies these days.
Years ago, there was a long-running radio and television show called Dragnet, a classic crime drama that set the standard for all others following it. A spoof of it was written, and we revisit that classic bit of comedy every year. Here, once again, is YuleNet by Stan Freeberg.
My name is Wednesday, Joe Wednesday. My partner's Frank Jones. The chief's name is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve. They brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watchout of Homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early, just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out on when Santa Claus comes, you know?
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? Got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe. Chestnuts, all the trimmings. You know, cranberry sauce. Love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks, you know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Notice what, Frank?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Uh-huh, scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Mrs. always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions.
Uh-huh, let's not go through that again.
Go through what, Joe?
Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh, you noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing in a guy in a 409-6325-096704. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We question the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus. Guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, that right?
Yeah!
Says here you didn't believe in Santa Claus. Hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshots.
Any fingerprints?
No latent prints. I just know, that's all. Like saying there's no Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
What's your story, mister?
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you know what? You want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to go up and walk right out of this room because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Ha! Pretty funny. The police department's got nothing better to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter. Got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Voices of sugar plums, but you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short of help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Uh-huh, that figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would have to come on the one night he's out on the whole year.
What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
Well, my boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job, feed them.
Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish, olives, pickles, and then little carrot sticks. You know them little old carrot sticks?
Uh-huh.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How'd you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us to the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would y'all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Uh-huh.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man. Been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Uh-huh. We know.
I don't suppose that there's no chance that this guy can still
get the presents. Oh, sure, he gets them all. The minute he believes, but I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to know.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cincinnati? And Cleveland? And the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind about Toledo.
Look, Grudge. Up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
And now let's hear once more from the Cruise-O-Matics.
Ooh, 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 every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way, a girl to hold in my arms and know the magic of her charm, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream lover so I don't have to dream alone. Dream of a wife with a love that's oh so true, and a hate that I can't hold. I feel you near as I grow old, because I want a girl to call my own. I want a dream of her so I don't have to dream alone. Someday, I don't know how, I hope she'll hear my plea. Someway, don't know how, she'll bring her love to me. Bring her love until then, I'll go to sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, to let my lover's dreams come true. Because I want a girl to call my own. I don't have to be alone.
One more hand for the Cruise-O-Matics.
Noah, will you please sit still?
Mom, why do I have to be here and Asher got out of this?
Because your brother had an important tennis match to go to. Your father and I decided that he should go with him and I stay with you here with your grandparents.
Can I have a soda?
You don't need a soda. Your teeth will rot out of your mouth.
Mom, I'm dying of
What's
thirst.
What's this about my grandson is dying of thirst? How about a soda? The bar is back behind these curtains. I'll tell you, I'll be glad when this show business is over so I can get to the bar without killing myself.
Dad, no soda, please. He had a bad checkup at the dentist.
Oh, a little soda won't hurt him. Just brush your teeth, okay, Noah? Do what your mother tells you.
Okay.
How about some juice instead, Dad? Do you have orange juice back there?
Orange juice? This is Florida. We have orange juice coming out of our ears. How else do you make a mimosa?
Okay. Orange juice, but a small glass.
Mom!
Oh, all right.
Dad, make it a large orange juice.
A large orange juice coming up.
Irving, where are you?
I'm back here getting an orange juice.
Well, hurry up. Morty's looking for you.
Okay, okay.
Where is Morty? I've been looking for him.
He's at the pool.
The pool? Why is he out there? Deborah, could you go out there? Bring him in here. The show is almost over, and he's at the pool in all this heat.
Mom, he's just out there reading.
Yeah, he's out there reading.
I'll tell you what he's reading. He's reading those bikinis on the other side of the pool. Please, Deborah, just go get him in here. He'll sunburn his eyeballs if he doesn't blink soon.
But before I go, can I have an orange juice too? I'm parched.
Sure, sure, no problem.
Bobby, can I like have something to drink?
Why, of course you can, honey. Irving, how about a juice for Nicole here? And where's your mother? She missed my act.
Like, how would I know? I mean, like, I just do what I'm, like, told, and I was, like, told to be, like, at the show, so that's, like, what I'm doing. I mean, it's not my job to, like, look for her.
Okay, honey, I understand. You just sit and enjoy your juice.
But, Bubby, it's, like, orange juice. I mean, like, we have orange juice all the time in L.A. I mean, like, who doesn't know that?
This is Florida, honey. We have lots of oranges, too.
And, like, how is that, like, my problem? Is there any, like, kiwi juice back there? Or mango juice?
Irving, any juice other than orange back there?
Just cranberry and prune. We keep that back here for our problems.
And that, folks, is our show.
This has been the Let's Put On a Show Christmas Show. This great show was created and written by Stephen Brown and Michael Alstrup. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aliyah Dumay, Dunn and McTiernan, Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin, and the Brown Alstrup Performing Arts Foundation. Our music was brought to us by the Dixie Dudes and the Cruz-O-Matics. Very special thanks to our very special guest, the mayor of the city of Delavan, Wisconsin, the Honorable Mel Neuenheis. The stars of today's show were Ben Abramson, Addison Adams, Julie Burton, Renee Bouchel, Siegfried Christoph, Vicky Dumay, Steve Dundas, Alexa Eves, Todd Eves, Brett Hudek, Brian Lean, Susan Lean, Miles Michaelis, John Oleksy, Andrew Potter, Terry Tyler, Naomi Wasman-Zeibler, Evan Zulke, and Kathy Zulke. This episode was directed by Steve Brown and Mike Alstrup. Special sound effects today were created by Barb Tyla, and recorded sound effects were created by Steve Brown. The radio engineer was Dave Janzer. Today's announcer was yours truly, Chris Brooks. Join us in January when the WGTD Radio Theater presents our annual Cartoons on the Radio show, live from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. For the WGTD Radio Theater, this is Chris Brooks signing off. Have a great day.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.